About 200 Clinton voters, volunteers, campaign staff, and politicians packed into an empty warehouse in Burbank on Tuesday night. They were hopeful and energized. Holding blue posters and donning Hillary buttons, young and old, men and women, stood facing a huge screen to watch CNN. They waved at photographers and chatted excitedly with friends and strangers. As polls closed at 8, all eyes were glued to the numbers on the screen. Despite recent polls suggesting Obama was closing in on Clinton's lead, people at this watch party remained fairly confident that she would take California.
We're pretty close to Hollywood, so I think we should rename this Hillarywood.
I get an opportunity to open up the evening, but I'll tell you, whatever we do tonight, and it looks really good tonight.
Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, a national co-chair of the Clinton campaign, hosted the event from a raised platform with a giant American flag draped behind him. He was flanked on both sides by high-profile endorsers of Hillary Clinton, including several members of Congress, Brad Sherman, Maxine Waters, Diane Watson, and Laura Richardson. The feeling of being part of something historic drew supporters to the event, some of whom got there extra early just to get in.
I'm here to support her, even if she's not here right now. I feel that her spirit is here right now. So I've been trying to attend rallies for Senator Clinton. It's always, like, packed. So I feel like I need to go there, like, 2 hours before.
That's Nights Kakananta, an accountant by trade. And even though she had work early the next morning, she made an effort to come out and was among the first 10 people to arrive.
My point here is I'm just excited to be part of the history, being... You know, if Hillary will win, at least I'm part of that. She's a woman, and I believe that woman can work, not better than men, but I think women work harder than men, because I do work harder than my husband. Just kidding.
But Clinton's support extends beyond gender lines. People rallied behind her policy and experience. Jeanette Adams has been a volunteer since July of last year and has known the senator since working on President Bill Clinton's campaign.
I used to be a teacher, and I believe in her educational policies. I believe in her global warming policies, because if we don't do something about global warming right now, we won't have anything to lead to our children. The economy will be messed up, and our world for breathing will be messed up. And I also believe in her health care policy. And the reason I believe in it, because she's been working on it. She's had an opportunity to really learn the insurance companies, learn what they are about. And the fact that she want to open up the insurance that the Congress has to everybody else, it's an awesome thing. And the fact that she's been long, 30-some years of doing it. So, and if you notice in the debates, while she was able to just lay out everything, Obama couldn't do that yet. So I really feel like she's been now struggling with us for much longer than he has. She's much older than he is. So it gives her credence to the things that she wants to do. And I believe she'll be an excellent president.
Emotions were tense as people followed returns announcing Obama's wins in many middle America states.
North Dakota? How many people live in North Dakota?
About that many.
But most at the party said that Clinton was the best choice of two good candidates, a positive attitude rather than a divisive one. Congresswoman Diane Watson led her speech with a unifying tone.
We have the embarrassment of the riches. Isn't it wonderful to live during a time when there's a possibility for an African-American and a woman to become president? Think how marvelous that is.
Because I don't have anything against Obama. I think if he will run again, maybe I will vote for him. But right now, I think Hillary has more experience. And they said that experience is not really that important. It is important.
Many, like Precinct Captain Mary Gallegos, latch on to Clinton's experience as a crucial difference.
And it looked to me at the beginning that she was a front runner and it was going to be something that she could just take. But then Obama started coming up and he's full of rhetoric. We don't want a new trainee as president of the United States. You know, his time will come. It's just not right now.
An advisor for Senator Clinton, Christian Yancey, gave Senator Obama a bit more credit.
Right now, because we have two great candidates, but we really believe that Hillary Clinton is the best candidate, and she's ready to lead her. He is a formidable opponent and a fantastic speaker, and he seems to be a great human being, so certainly won't take anything for granted.
About an hour into the party, CNN projected Senator Clinton the winner in California, taking the bigger slice of the blue pie graph. Elation and relief filled the room, fueling the rest of the night's celebration. But Jeanette Adams knew the work was far from over.
This is coming up to the general, and it's a total different way of campaigning. And so it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough on us, but it's going to be even tougher on Obama because he's never been in this type of campaign before. So now is the time to really come aboard and really see what he's made of.
And victory in California will help build steam for this long race, as will the wins in New York, New Jersey, and the surprise, Massachusetts. Congresswoman Maxine Waters took a moment to enjoy that prize.
I was so excited and turned on the TV right away. And then I saw, like, oh, my gosh, there's, like, big states for Hillary Clinton, you know.
What Senator Clinton did in California, she not only beat Barack Obama, but she beat the Republicans as well. She had to run a dual campaign. She had to beat them both because the ads were going up. You would have thought she was running in a Republican primary. So if you want to know what Senator Hillary Clinton is going to do in November, you look at what she did tonight.
Even as Congresswoman Laura Richardson harped on their ability to beat a Republican in the general election, Clinton's camp knew they have to take one day at a time.
Well, it's very possible that a nominee will not emerge until, as you know, until this summer, until we actually get to the convention. So we're not taking anything for granted. We're in this for the long haul.
Why? I've said because this is the most important election in our life. There are a lot of states up on the board tonight, but I'll tell you, California's the golden state. And as California goes, so goes America.
By the end of the night, Jeanette Adams, who'd been up since 4 a.m., was more jazzed than ever.
Are you going to get a good sleep tonight?
I don't know, not that much, but I'm too excited. We are in California!
I'm Natasha Chen for Annenberg Radio News.